the drop the beat. Sit in the corner, cower, be holding child wow. It's wild hour, we bring our power. Now you be gone now, sir. Well, you gotta start us out with a mild flower. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the D5 flower. On the floor of the town shower, sunset and gower.
I got a splitter, and then she handed you a joiner.
Right. This is great. So far, that sounds fantastic.
Great. We don't have to. Do you not want? We don't even have to close the doors.
We don't. I mean, if you want to look out there, that's cool.
Lovely. The mist lifted.
My my neighbor's nephew might roll up. He's a yoga guy.
Today's guest, Jason's neighbor's nephew. He's a yoga guy
and a surfer.
And a surfer. He hangs loose while finding his center, his chakra.
Chakra.
He gets in the green room. Are we recording?
Yeah, it's rolling.
All right, so multiple birthdays.
Yeah, my dad's birthday's today.
No. I'm going to just, because the world revolves around me. It's not the hour wild, okay?
You don't want to.
I learned something about you. You are not great at reading birthday invitations.
It's
multiple birthdays where
text.
You have.
It was a group text.
That included a birthday invitation.
Okay, when seven things come.
Multiple birthdays. You've misread the invitation. You've driven to my house. You've parked. You've been confused. You've stayed in the car. You didn't text me either birthday, and then you left.
I called you.
Not this birthday?
Yeah, I called you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it just went straight to voicemail. You're at your birthday party.
I was I was 47 sheets to the wind in honor of the day.
Was it like a Mai Tai day?
It was. Chris Knoll turned 47, but Chris Wilde turned 25. A quarter of a century in Los Angeles. Chris Wilde was created in 1998, so he celebrated 25 years on August 22nd. I'll go drink by drink. My first drink on my birthday was a cold duff beer at Moe's at Universal Studios, where you can ride the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. So the shops are open. The shops are open.
I went to Springfield. That's where I like to go.
Right. Oh, so you went into the theme park.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I had a cold duff beer at Moe's.
So they're not striking. In the theme park.
No, but also SAG has...
Isn't there some bleed over with the people that dance around and do the characters, though?
No. The film industry and the television industry is on strike, not people who dress up like Beetlejuice at a theme park.
They're not in AFTRA.
Trust me, they would rather be on TV. Trust me.
Oh, I know. I auditioned for the Terminator once for Kings Island.
To be Terminator?
Yeah. For like Universal Florida. This is like the 90s.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And they would go to cities and they'd put an ad in the paper.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody
and
would
you
go
auditioned
out.
To be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure, why not? From 100 feet when I was like 18.
From 100? Oh, for the stunt show or something?
Yeah, it was okay. Just like.
So it wasn't like people would take their pictures with you.
No. It would just be like a.
This
like
is
on
a role
stage.
You did not get.
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah, okay.
No. But so, it was just like.
Cold duff beer at Moe's was the first drink.
Okay.
The second drink was a frozen blended margarita at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville Universal City Walk. I had to go there to validate the parking. If I didn't go to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, it would have cost $25 to park. But instead, it only cost $10 with the validation.
Right. But the cocktail cost?
$22 because it came in a souvenir cup. That looks like a tiny little blender with a parrot on it, and it's great.
Jesus Christ. Jimmy Buffett did like that, and then he has just gotten
Jimmy
so
Jimmy Buffett's gaining on Warren Buffett for
mileage.
Richest Buffett.
Buffett.
Like, he's getting up to be a billionaire.
Speaking of names.
Yeah.
I tripped across a story last night.
Tripped the light fandango.
About Michael...
Voorhees.
No, not Michael Voorhees, but Michael...
Jason Voorhees.
No, what's that super wealthy family? The fucking... They were
Zuckerberg.
The Rockefellers.
Rockefeller, y'all!
Okay, so Michael Rockefeller was like the third generation Rockefeller. He was like...
Mikey Rock.
He apexed in the 60s, right?
Sure.
He didn't follow in his dad's or his grandfather's footsteps. Instead, he got into like...
He wasn't he wasn't rich off the rails.
No, I mean, he's rich. He was. No, yeah, he was a child of the family. He,
right.
But he went to
generational
wealth. He went to like Papua New Guinea and like was really into like just studying this.
Papua New Guinea.
Snap.
Papua New Guinea.
Papa told me there's a New Guinea. Long story short.
Too late.
Long. He went down there, fell in love with their art, tried to like barter for some these statues that represented their warriors that were like slain in battle
and thousands of years ago.
So these statues supposedly like held the souls of these warriors.
And he wanted to buy them.
And he wanted to buy them.
Right.
Right. To put them in his dad's museum in New York. Right. The Rockefeller up your assium. And he went and like gave him like gum and candy and shit, like, here you go, savage retard,
right?
You know, and
rum,
then
sugar,
and then he goes, yeah, exactly, slaves. Shit like that, right? So he goes home and then he comes
back.
So
they
back.
Did sell it to him.
No
Oh, okay.
So he went to go for I don't know, he left and then went back, and this is like big in the 60s because he disappeared.
Oh, his fucking, so they thought maybe he was
like,
kidnapped,
his canoe wrecked, right, and then it was a mystery for like decades. And then
solved by you.
No, today. Well, YouTube. But then a guy, some National Geographic documentarian,
right,
went down in there and like hung out with these guys, like
Papua New Guinea.
I don't even know if they call it Papa. Let me just call it New Guinea. I don't know. Hey, he's New Guinea. He just moved in.
You got Papa John's. You got Papa New Guinea. You got Papa Smurf. All right. Tonight on Pick Your Favorite Papa.
Oh,
Tom Papa.
Papa Bear. Oh, Tom Papa.
Who's Papa Bear?
No, wasn't it
Papa Bear is Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Right, yeah. Tom Papa played the harmonica, right? Or is that somebody else?
Tom Papa's he's a comedian. That
the hook brings you back.
I'm thinking of Tom Papa or Gene Pompa. But there's a Tom Papa comedian that's a Jerry Seinfeld acolyte that's not particularly good.
Anyways, so Michael fucking Voorhees / Rockefeller. Goes back, gets more shit, gets these like fucking hoopty. He's the richest guy in the world, right? But he still gets
his family, probably.
Gets his fucking catamaran made out of like two canoes and a 2x4, and like was getting brought back into this village. And like their name was like asses or something. Like it was like ass, clearly in the word of the name of the tribe.
Of the tribe.
Yeah. And they were naked people, you know, piercings and nudity.
Oh, good.
And they were still like in the 60s, they were still like murdering each other with spears.
Right.
Like, you know, they were living the old way. They were kind of like isolated. They didn't get westernized, I guess is the term, right? Or industrialized or
colonized.
Whatever it was. Yeah, colonized. But so
euthanized.
So he goes back and he's got two guides and then a buddy who's an anthropologist from France. And this belongs
in a museum.
Their catamaran wrecks.
Uh oh.
And the two guides go and get help. But while he's out on a boat with his French anthropologist, like he decides to make the swim, right? To try to, cause they're 10 miles out now. They're drifting. He's like, if I don't swim now, you know, whatever. So he swims in and he makes it in. And like this National Geographic guy finds out like 40 years later, like what happened was they were so fucking annoyed.
Swam to shore.
That he tried to buy the souls of their warriors.
Right.
That's the way they looked at it. And there's an arrogant white man. And he comes floating in, like he's got gas cans holding him up. And they're like, there's like the tribal elders are sitting at this river mouth and they're like, holy shit.
There's
the gods
guy.
Gave us this asshole.
On a so silver
they,
platter.
So they took him to this fucking like ceremonial area and like decapitated him and like cooked him up and ate him right there.
They ate him. Oh, so
dude.
Cool.
And it was like this guy.
I hope that happens to Elon Musk.
But it was like.
Or Elon Musk's grandson.
Oh, God. He's whew. Yeah.
Because this, like, Mike Rockefeller didn't earn it. He just was born into it.
Yeah, but he was like, he didn't want to be a Rockefeller. He wanted to be an anthropologist or whatever.
Yeah, but then he still tried to buy his way into the hearts.
Well, that's just white privilege ignorance right there. Like,
tribe.
Oh, I know that these are pretty. Can I need one of these in my living room.
Right.
These warriors.
This
souls.
Would look so good in my vestibule.
Yeah. Actually, he actually really did respect the tribe and their art, and he was trying to share it with the world. But he didn't understand the gravity of, he was just ignorant.
Right.
You know, like he just insulted the shit out of them. So they ate him.
I feel like you and I in that exact same situation wouldn't have been killed and eaten. Because I don't think and I would have tried to buy anything.
No.
Or take their...
You'd probably get in trouble for poking something.
Oh, you mean making love to one of the tribe ladies?
Or a tribal person?
Why you got a fucking gender label who you want to fuck, bro? You just want to fuck anybody.
You're a fuck bigot.
You're a fuck bigot. How have you been, man?
Tired, stressed. I'm all right. How you doing?
Well, my first response is not going to be to sigh when you ask me how I'm doing.
I just like, I look forward to like just like an oasis.
The kids are back in school.
This is the first day that I've had.
Your youngest goes to daycare, nursery school type
she's
deal?
She's TK.
Oh, she's TK?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, but it's getting scary because she's autistic.
Right.
And it's like getting to that point where like, oh man, next year she goes to kindergarten. And
right.
Now it's going to, so like today she's just general ed all day long.
Right.
You know, and.
Gen pop.
Problem, yeah, she's in the general population. She's only stabbed twice.
But you got, she stabbed or was stabbed?
I don't know.
Did your teacher just go after the biggest guy first?
She's savage. Like, she would win a fight. She would kill.
I mean, we'll see what happens, but hopefully, you know, the system takes care of her. You live in a great, you live in a great neighborhood.
But I've discovered that when it comes to autism, system.
Yeah.
It's you're out there like in the ocean with a canoe. Like you're just fucking, you're not.
From my understanding, I thought everybody gets an aid.
They depends on the place. Like you can fight for that.
Right.
So she did, and I'm still trying to figure out what the heck, because the change the IEP, but. Even this nice little area, they ran out of money, so they cut 2.5 hours out of the day.
Right.
You know, so I got to go. That's why we can't go, you know, and just go crazy for 3 hours.
Right.
We can't Rogan this shit, you know?
No. You mean have an interesting guest?
Does he have that? He does have
interesting guests.
You ever notice, like, if you watch the videos on YouTube and, like, how fucking stoned he looks when he does his show, he looks just... baked.
My buddy 40 was like, because we did a talk show and Joe Rogan was our guest, and he was like, I don't know exactly what he tested. I don't remember exactly what he texted, but he was basically getting to the gist of, do you think you could get on the Joe Rogan Experience to talk about the SAG-AFTRA strike? And I was just brutally honest, and I was like, no. He has fucking Elon Musk on.
Yeah, he only books like global celebrity types.
Or his buddies.
Yeah,
I'm not one of his buddies.
Yeah, you know, you didn't.
But I was just brutally honest. I was like, no.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to pay the price it is to be one of his buddies.
No, I just am not a sycophant at the end of the day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he took so many comedians out of Los Angeles and brought them to Austin, Texas. I think it's great.
And they all
every time someone says to me, and I used to not do this, but now every time someone says to me, I'm thinking about getting out of LA, I literally encourage them to do it.
Get the fuck out of here.
You should.
It's horrible here. One more house available.
You know, my neighbors on either side are homeless now. Are there homeless people in tents? Like, it's not true, but I just tell people that. Oh, the homelessness.
Oh, yeah.
The crime.
It's horrible.
The famine, the pestilence.
Yeah. And now we're getting...
The Papua New Guinea.
Weather.
Statues there's with the floods. Souls of the warriors.
My neighborhood sliding into the ocean.
There's hurricanes.
Do you like 1 mile from here? That
here
fucking
comes
slide?
The story of the hurricane. Du-du-dung, du-du-dung.
Dylan?
Yeah. Your neighbor's houses moved.
Yeah, 12.
Like 20
of them.
Oh, okay. I thought it impacted up to 20.
12 were lost.
Okay, gone.
12 were destroyed.
Jeez,
not yeah, I don't
very
know
far from
if
here.
Another eight.
Stone's throw from here.
Yeah, literally one exact mile to that street.
And then if you keep going towards, I believe it's like
Portuguese Bend.
If you keep going, that land is literally known to move.
No, there's, you know, you ever get on Nextdoor?
Sometimes.
I hate that fucking shit. It's always like package theft. Somebody followed me home from the store.
I saw a person of color. She was getting into Jason's wife's car. She was Jason's wife.
Yesterday at the coffee mixer. Yesterday was the first day of school, right?
Right. They call it's a coffee mixer?
Well, yeah.
My kids, when they were your kids' age, was an ice cream social.
Oh, that's much more fun.
I know.
But you know what?
They give the kids coffee?
Yeah, no, the kids are in class. The parents have coffee in the general, because they're, you know, they don't call them auditoriums anymore or cafeterias or anything. It's a
General Assembly Center. Yeah, GAC.
No, some fucking, some use room or
the
something.
The elementary school.
I'm going to have to look at the sign and actually know.
Well, please do.
CVS.
Central Vindication Center. Systems. Certified. It's customer value. Anyway, I don't remember. My kid's elementary school, where he no longer goes, just got a new principal, and the dad text thread lit up because she is a dime piece. Principal. Her name is. And all, of course, I had to chime in. Man, you know why they call her? Because I.
You did that on Next Door?
Yes, on Next Door, I did.
Old lady's going to read that.
The first time I saw her, all I saw, my buddy sent me this picture, and it's her leaning over saying hi to the kids. I can't see her face. It's just her blonde hair covering her face in this blue dress with great legs and high heels. And then behind her is a dad making a face like, she's nice. Zoom into the picture of the dad going, she's nice. And so I then looked her up and I was like, oh my God, she's nice.
Oh, dude.
So found out the hard way.
Yeah.
They don't let you volunteer at the school if your son's not enrolled in the school anymore. I was like, fucking bureaucratic bullshit. Hey, you got kids with autism. I could be an aide. And then I give your principal aides. Oh,
yeah. Such a dork.
All over her face and chest. God.
Give him a microphone. This poor person. This is a real name. I'm going to bleep that.
I
don't want Marty going down here to check out the principal.
I feel like Marty deserves to Google principal.
Okay.
Google principal and see if anything comes up. I don't think principal.
No, like, and that's why we should up. Just turn off the fucking social media. Just give her a break, you know? Give all of us a break. Just listen to the show that's well lit, by the way. Natural light today.
Natural light today, as well as a light.
Yeah.
As well as a muted light for no reason is that light on. That light is on, and it's got a gel over it for no reason.
It gives a little tone to the skin.
We are swimming in beautiful natural light, and for absolutely no reason, you have also turned on this muted light with a gel on it, with a bag over it, with all these C clamps on it. There's no purpose for that light to be on.
Here's Principal.
That's her. Look at that handsome beard. Did that come up? Was that the first thing?
That's the first one, yeah.
Yeah, let me see if she's on here. I don't think she's on here.
She's probably destroyed all pictures. Like, she's probably harassed all the time. Dude, think about it, dude. Like, if you're pretty, you just get harassed by people.
Oh, it's the worst.
And probably more so since the fucking pandemic, because
pandemic hit, people would just get harassed.
They need to do a fucking study and, figure out whether or not the coronavirus affected your fucking id, too. You know, that little stopper in your brain that says, don't say that.
Right.
Don't think.
Well,
don't
comedians
blur that.
Say that audiences are vastly worse and worse behaved since the pandemic.
Yeah, it's probably a hectical out there.
A hectical.
Oh, I made that up.
A hectic spectacle.
A hectical.
The man's testicles are a hectic spectacle. Hecticals.
Oh my God.
Hecticals. Did you see Barbie?
No, not yet.
I'm going Tuesday.
I haven't had the opportunity. Tuesday, what time?
I'm going actually up here in your neighborhood.
Let's see. Tuesday. Well, I got 12:30 pickup. I could drop her off, lock her in her room.
I'm taking my, so far, I know I'm going with my wife, but then I'm also inviting two very attractive females who haven't seen it yet because their husbands don't want to go.
Yeah.
And one of the gals kind of looks like Barbie.
Oh, I'm sure. You're in Redondo.
Yeah.
I mean.
So I might see Barbie with three hot ladies.
Okay. That's
I might do the popcorn trick.
Fest.
I might fart in front of him and do the popcorn trick. I mean, I heard
it's good. Like, even Patton Oswalt said it was fantastic. So
my buddy TV's David Anders loved it so much that he's like, I want to go and see it again with you. But then he's a drunk. So we actually ended up and saw Oppenheimer instead.
Oh, yeah.
And then he left after hour two because he was too drunk.
Is there an intermission in there?
He found one. He created one. Oh, my God.
Dude, they're all like that.
I loved Oppenheimer, by the way.
They're all.
That was very good.
Like, I had to take a pee break in Spider-Man movie. I had to take a pee break in
Love Spider-Man movie.
I liked it. I think it was 30 minutes long.
Of disappointed parents. I get it.
It was long.
But it's hard to be a parent of a teen.
They're trying to tell a lot. You know, they're trying to tie it. Multiverse is just.
Multiverse fatigue. You know,
yeah, we do.
Multiverse fatigue.
Studies show we're at peak multiverse.
Not pronounced multiverse fatigue. Spelled that way. Fatigue.
Fatigue?
Fatigue.
Would you like some beans? We got beans. We got granola bars. You see all this?
I actually ate two granola bars on the drive up. And I'm trying to cut down on bean intake because
legumes
of my problematic GI.
That's a headache right there, though. You know, that's just like
beans. God. Beans are a headache.
There's no.
The listener doesn't know what you just looked at.
Yeah, I just looked at Principal Glutton Scumbles.
Principal Glutton Scumbles.
I don't know anything, but I just look, man.
All the who's in Whoville went up to Principal Glutton Scumbles and said, "No Jews."
Oh my God! Did you just do that?
Hey, this is Dr. Seuss is an anti-Semite. Not me. Not me. I burned all his books.
Oh, that's right. He's on the hate list, isn't he? Oh, my God. The white nationalist.
So I showed JD a picture of Principal Glunt, and he said, "That's a headache."
Oh, yeah, that's all it is. It's a headache on a stick.
High-heeled
headache on a stick.
High-heeled headache on a stick.
Like, I was, after I did a Talking S episode.
Right. He came to the party. He came to my birthday party.
I know. Everybody
and Lachlan was there. Joe Prano was there. House. Well, I learned now. Now I know that you don't read birthday invitations well. And I will, next birthday, I honestly will send you alone, Jason, JD, Jason yeah. Stacy Baker.
My own.
Jason Stacy Baker, J. Daniels, JD Wild Hour.
Can you do it day of?
I will. No, literally.
Send me a link.
I'm going to send you.
Just send me a drop
pin. I'm not going to send you a link. I'm going to text you specifically, here is what my birthday party is. And then I'll spell it all out. Then I will redo it on the day of the party.
Because I remember the last one I went to your house.
Like, I know, at the wrong time.
And no, I was at. Well, I had stuff to do, and we were
at the beach while you were at the house, right. And we just missed you.
Yeah, so I went to where the party was, and I drove around the blocks, and I was like, "Fuck this!"
At the beach.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. We went
from the beach to my backyard that year.
I would have Ubered over.
And this year we went to the Purple Orchid Tiki Lounge in El Segundo, California,
which is right next to the Poop Stacks.
You were. Recording in Santa Monica, I believe.
Yeah, we're in Santa
Monica. So Santa Monica, El Segundo, it's like right on the way home for you.
I went right past your fucking party to your house.
Which is now much closer to your house, and now it's...
And I'm thinking,
why you didn't come.
Your house is all dark, and I'm like out front with like just this on my phone. I'm like, what does this look like?
No,
this
guy, that's when my son called my wife and was like, can you come home?
Really?
So in a way, you helped me.
Oh, yeah? No way. Really? Did he call you because he saw me out there?
No, I don't think so. But I will ask him because he did call my mom.
Because I went around the block.
He did call his mom and say, can you come home or something? And she did.
Because I always go up the wrong street, too. Right. I always go up the wrong street, and then I don't take the alley over, but then I go to the next street and come back.
But there's no way that, like, my son was, you know... He was watching himself. He's going to be 13 years old. There's no way he was looking out the window seeing a creeper.
Driving and going, slow. I drove slow down the hill looking in. I was like, yeah, that's the fountain. That's the one.
The fountain.
I remember.
Waterless fountain.
Chris has got a fountain that's about
one-fourth
the size of his house.
Dude, there was a second level. And I was huge. Like, this fucking fountain makes the house look small. It's taller than the fucking house. I live in a ranch style house, as do you. And the fucking fountain was taller than the goddamn house.
That's like a 10 by 10 fountain.
It's crazy big. It's so useless.
Oh, it helped me.
No, absolutely.
I mean, I found your house because of it. It's useful to me.
And you do every time, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I go to your house, and then I'm out there for like 10 minutes trying to get a phone call to go through to Lachlan. Didn't go through. Hey, the mail's here.
Lach was there, man.
Yeah, I know. Lachlan went. Eddie went.
We might go.
Everybody went, except for me.
We might go and take a little vacation on Labor Day weekend to Lachlan's neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And like get a hotel.
Just put a tent in his yard.
No. We're going to like, you know, have a true, like, if you stay at a hotel, then it feels like a vacation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a B&B.
But I would
rather that's right by Solvang up there, right?
No, he lives by Ventura.
Ojai. He's right by Ojai. He's like 2 miles from the epicenter of that earthquake.
Yes, but he's by the beach,
right?
So we want to get a hotel by the beach with like a pool and a hot tub, and then probably like maybe go surfing with him, maybe go over to his house for lunch or dinner, but then not also feel like we're house guests. Yeah. We want to, you know, but
He's a calming person to hang out with. He's so mellow.
And that's
so nice.
Polar opposite of my wife.
They're such a great family, dude. I wonder, I haven't seen their kid in a long time.
Crush?
Crush.
Yeah.
Crash? Crush.
Crush.
And the other one's Crash.
I asked Locke. They only have one.
Locke. No, Eddie's kid's Crash, right?
Cruz.
You know what?
Dumb.
Can we just stick with like the old English?
Can't they just
Germanic,
be called Chris, both
or,
of them?
Like real names.
Go to the Bible and pick a name.
Or follow the etymology of our language and pick one that means something.
Follow the etymology of our language.
Like my name is like has meanings from Jason. Thousands of years ago though.
In
like,
the Argonauts.
Right.
Yeah.
Jason means like physician, you know?
Right.
Like Daniel means God is my judge. Our means dude that lives in a swamp.
Stacy?
Like, Stacy, I don't know.
Stacy means pretty girl.
You know, Wikipedia wasn't around back when I was Jason Stacy Baker.
Baker means a guy who bakes.
I don't know. That
guy
may
who
not
gets
be.
Baked.
Is it? That's like really.
Oh, I forgot to bring. I was going to bring my birthday cake. Damn it.
Was it butter?
From Torrance Bakery, yeah. Oh. You and I would have just eaten cake. I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. I meant cake. To.
It's timely to say something like that, too.
I know. I meant to, damn it. We should have been. Okay. We should have mouthfuls of cake in our mouth for this podcast for Marty.
You know, I'm trying to cut out carbs. I gained so much weight, you know, since the pandemic. Like, when I moved here, I wore like a 38. I'm 40 plus now, you know, in the waist.
Oh yeah,
you know, just like just in the last 5-6 years, I've gained a shitload of weight.
Right.
So yeah, back in jujitsu.
Well, there you go.
Using Carb Manager,
the LBs will shed off of you now that you're back
already,
to being jujitsu Jason.
I already feel a little better.
There's actually a couple of jujitsu joints that are closer to you that I passed on the way up here.
I'm going to the fucking HQ, man. Yeah, like there's like Saturday 10 a.m. class. Henner taught it. Fucking Henner's Hoist Gracie's nephew.
Killer.
Henner's grandpa, Helio Gracie, created the whole fucking system.
It's the Rockefeller of jiu-jitsu.
It's like going to the Rockefeller Center and seeing a statue of a Aswapian warrior's soul.
Right.
Yeah.
And know all the suffering
like,
that went into that.
It's like, you know, your brain, the memory works. It really, like, ass is like the like a really strong
sure.
part of the name, some womp ass or some shit. But they're like, I mean, they're fucking crazy. They still probably down there like having these little wars. Maybe like
in New Guinea.
They should
New Guinea.
Go yes,
of course.
Oh yeah, dude. High pollen day yesterday.
Yeah, dude. The allergies are out there.
The boy's ear wouldn't unpop like one side. He's like losing it.
Oh, yeah. They don't know the tricks.
He actually said the words, I'm going to cut off my ear. I'm
like a Van Gogh moment.
Yeah, and I'm like, we're driving down the hill too. That's part of it. You know, we're going down to his jiu-jitsu class.
Oh, yeah. Change of altitude.
And I'm like, bro, I got news for you. If you cut your ear off, it's not going to fix the problem. The pressure's inside.
Blew his mind right open.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got him. I taught him how to do it.
The New Guinea.
We're doing that in the mirror.
I got the sweetest. Oh, you know what? I may have to play it. I got the sweetest voicemail message from you guys. may have to play it on the air.
It's pretty great. I actually kind of want to hear what it sounded like.
It sounds great. And James made it so special.
He's pretty dope.
To you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris.
Uncle.
Happy birthday to you. We love you, buddy. I'll see you later.
I love it. This is from Jason and James. That was such a great ending. The kid knows how to bring it to a close.
Oh, he's got oomph. He's got instinct.
Star power.
Dude.
Undeniable wattage.
Dude, he is like already like hanging out with girls.
Great head of hair.
Different, like when he goes to jujitsu class, he's like...
Second grade?
He started first grade yesterday. My bad. But the whole... He's crushing already. You know, like having crushes and flirting and...
He's actually crushing for
a six-year-old. He is crushing. Right. He's doing really well
and crushing.
He's just been really lucky.
Who's he got his eyes on?
Oh, he's got there's three. There's a girl at jujitsu that he hangs out with when he's there. There's a girl
jujitsu Judy.
I don't know what that girl's name is, but I mean it was hilarious. Like, just to see them. There's like 30 kids and they just like see each other and they're like, oh, and they sit next to each other,
right?
And they want to be partners, which is good for her because you know like girls need to train with someone that's bigger and heavier because it helps you when you know it's not like a weak little guy's gonna someone your weight's gonna try to rape you right out there in a parking garage enough, it's gonna be
usually
a larger
not a slight
someone,
guy
someone who feels
smaller than you who
someone
tries
who feels
to
like
rape
they got
you
a physical edge over you that's gonna attack you
and
so you know being comfortable with destroying someone like that.
I never tried to rape anybody bigger than me.
Oh yeah, you gotta you know, that's just, I don't even know where to go with that. We're talking about cows, right?
Well, I mean, technically, a cow
animals
never...
Animals can't consent, Chris.
I was going to say, a cow never says no.
He says more.
I heard boo. Are you going to rape you in your ass?
So boo means boo.
Pooer.
Oh, God. No, rape can't be funny. But you know, but
Eddie showed up with
speaking of
a guy named Gio and his gal pal maybe.
Gio, I know that.
Is a Brazilian.
I know, yeah.
Portuguese.
Yes, I know Gio. I know that.
Eddie
hangs out with the weirdest people sometimes.
Eddie is weird.
Yeah, he is.
And my wife said, and I quote, "He's weird looking." He came in with a white button-down shirt,
all the way to
buttoned
the top
up
still?
All the way to the
what
top.
What the fuck was that, dude?
It's
I
like
asked
fucking
him, like, why
Herman?
Is your shirt
button
like that?
Where's the red bow tie,
dude?
Good morning. I'm dead.
Oh, I love that guy.
I watched that movie recently, Jason.
Oh, yeah, of course you did. It was like number one in sales on iTunes.
Yeah, I
good
bought it. $5,
Mr. Mike.
It's only $5.
$4.99.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pay $5. You paid $5.
I paid $5. It was great. It's a great movie.
It should
movie.
Just be $5. This 99 shit. It's 2023.
Without. Pee-wee Herman, we don't have Tim Burton, and
a lot of things,
but I'm so grateful for Pee-wee Herman for giving us Tim Burton. I love Tim Burton's Batman. I love Beetlejuice. I'm feeling a little anxious. I love Tim Burton. I am so grateful for Pee-wee, for Burton. We miss you, Paul. He's not coming back.
No.
Paul Reubens better than Paul Walker, that's for sure.
But maybe they caught
not
enough.
Not as handsome.
There's probably enough footage to AI him in the future.
Paul Newman, handsome and dead.
And short.
How many dead Pauls can you name? I just named three.
Pope John Paul.
Bang.
There's like a bunch of them, right? Is there like 30 John Paul
We're
Pauls?
We're at four Popes, dead Pauls, Pauls at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if Paul Bogdanovich is dead. I don't know if he's a famous person.
Is Paul Hogan still
that was,
around?
That was Peter Bogdanovich.
Hey, you worked with a guy named Paul, right? Luke Paul? Paul Luke?
Paul Evans?
The guy that was in the airplane movie with you. Airplane
Logan
mode.
Paul.
Logan Paul.
Jake Paul.
Are we going Jake Paul? Are we going with the first Pauls or last Pauls?
Any Paul will do.
Like, what about a Paul Z?
What about the Paul bearers at Paul's funeral? It's excessive.
And if one of them had a palsy.
And speaking of Paul bearer, I'm thinking of a famous bear. I have a bear. Excuse me. I have a bear in mind.
Cocaine bear.
Got it. First guess.
No way, really?
Well, not really, but I just don't want the game to drag on.
Yeah, it goes on. Because there's a lot of bears.
I taught that there's game to bear. People.
Yeah.
It's one of the more polarizing games.
Really?
You're either all in or you hate
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
You hate it.
You're fucking
and
bears.
Then you don't want to talk to Chris ever again.
You know, I was told a long time ago that's the way to go.
Don't talk to Chris ever again. No. You were warned. Who warned you?
Listen to anybody. No, they either be loved or hated, never liked.
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole thing. Like, very rarely are people indifferent towards me.
Hmm.
They either love me or they hate me.
It's tough when you meet new people and they love you, though, isn't it?
It's exhausting.
They want to do things and, like, it's just.
It's okay if they're attractive.
Right. Yeah, it isn't like I don't talk to attractive people anymore. I just talk to like dads.
This cute gal at the dog park up by you that I go to sometimes is the
Jehovah's Witness.
Seventh Day Adventist. And she's like, "What are your preconceived stereotypes about Seventh Day Adventists?" And I was like, "Nothing.
Smeat.
Like, nothing.
Near meat. No
and
meat."
And I said, "Is that what Val Kilmer was?" And she was like, "No, he was Scientologist." I go, "No, he wasn't. He was." And then we looked it up. It was Church of Science, I think.
Oh, that's a different one.
Different one.
I think they just read.
Seventh-day Adventists. She like literally, she's like, "Can you open your phone? Can you go to Revelations book such and such?" And she was like reading from my phone these Bible verses. And like, I was like, this girl really believes all this crap. Oh, and she kept saying, "Thank you for letting me like read all of this." And
I was like, proctological,
"You're an attractive Asian woman. You can do whatever you want with my phone."
There is a susceptibility in Korea to cults and Christianity that is unreal, man.
I don't know if it's because of the missionaries. I don't know if it's because of the culture.
It is. It's just like this. We're like the Sun Yi Moon guy, or whatever, and like
Moonies.
And then they're also just there's this massive. They really buy into mega church culture, which is like really where all that fucking horrible shit.
She read
shit.
To me Revelations about the mark of the beast, and it'll be on their hands and forehead.
Right.
And I was just like, all I could think of was the earth has been around for 4 billion years.
At least.
People have been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
Oh, easily.
What do people love? Stories. Yeah. Sharing stories, telling stories.
Yeah.
Some people believe the stories. So I think Christianity, Seventh-day Adventism, Judaism, Hinduism, all of it is just stories. So it's Harry Potter, Batman,
right.
The Bible.
Exactly.
Do you believe that you can go to Gotham City and become a vigilante? I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah. You'll last where's Gotham, though? I don't know how to get there.
New York City, I guess.
Oh,
I
is that, you're going to go with the real world
I guess.
Scenario?
But, well, I mean.
Then you're a Marvel guy.
Because. but that's what they do. That's what religious people do. They like take the story and then they make it relevant to today.
Oh my god, I forgot about this. Happy birthday, Chris.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
There it is, buddy. There's your.
He actually had it?
Did he help you find it? For years. No, I had it in this. It was sitting right here on a shelf next to Batman.
All right, so.
And you're sending me these hateful texts.
No.
You don't even know where Snoopy is, do you? Time is a flat circle and Snoopy's lost.
Listener. JD, Jason Stacy Baker, J. Daniels, JD Wildhour, just handed
that's
me
our married name, too.
The Snoopy Detective. He's wearing a trench coat. He's got a magnifying glass that I tried to steal from his son when he was before Abigail was born, I believe.
No, we moved up here 1 month after she was born.
Okay, so Abigail's a newborn.
Yeah.
I'm up here. James is. Three tops.
Yeah, he's three.
Yeah. And I wanted to, came up here.
Remember,
you got me, I think you may have gotten me intoxicated.
No. You had a meeting with somebody.
No, you picked me up.
At
Islands. And then my wife. Oh. Yeah,
it started with two Mai Tais at Islands. It wasn't my fault at all. You showed up drunk.
It wasn't my fault.
You showed up drunk. I just let you drink what was here, too, on top of whatever. You were
and
already
And then my
gone.
Wife picked me up, and I was wasted.
Yeah. We tried
and
to do a podcast. He's out in the yard with a wiffle ball bat, knocking my kids' toys into the neighbor's yard.
I was hitting dingers.
Yeah, into the neighbor's yard and up on the
That's
roof.
That's a dinger.
Yeah, look at this place. Is that a dinger?
I tried to steal your
still
kid's
shit on the roof
toy.
From that day too.
I brought it and I got away with it, by the way.
Yeah.
And then I get in the car, sit that. Shotgun, and I admire what I stole. And my wife got so mad and made me return.
She knew you. Like, where did you get that?
I didn't steal candy from a baby. I stole a child's Happy Meal toy. It's a big difference.
But that's like, you really wanted that.
Oh my God. This is the best gift by far that I've gotten this birthday. This is going in such a place of prominence in the Tiki Hut studio. This is a gorgeous figure. Thank you so much. I love
it. It's in good shape, too, right?
It's in great shape.
Yeah.
And
there's some weird people out there that would want
that. My father was a big mystery buff, read all Earl Stanley Gardner. Started with Hardy Boys when he was a kid. Got Earl Stanley Gardner and all the Perry Mason. Read all the Agatha Christies. Was too much of a... He didn't like Conan Doyle. He wasn't a Sherlock Holmes guy, but I loved Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
I read mysteries because my dad
read
mysteries.
This is your way of rebelling against your dad?
Kind of. But I also loved Snoopy. And as you know, I'm a hoarder. I'm a collector. My first thing that I collected was Snoopy books. I would go to church rummage sales. I'd go to yard sales.
Oh, wow.
I'd go to the humor section of Walden Books, B. Dalton.
Walden Books.
B. Dalton.
My God.
Bookseller.
Yeah.
And I would go to the humor section and always want to buy Snoopy books. And my goal was to have over 100 Peanuts books. And I got my goal. And that was the first thing I collected. And my first toy that I obsessed over was a Matchbox car that had Snoopy in it. It was a tiny little figure that was about, how much is that? A millimeter?
Millimeters like that.
So I think it was about 5 millimeters.
He's probably like a centimeter, a couple centimeters.
Okay. It was a Snoopy that was 2 centimeters big, tiny little
guy. That's about a quarter of an inch
that sat in this little Matchbox car. And my favorite toy was this tiny little Snoopy that I'd build Lego worlds for him. But because he was so small that I would lose him constantly.
Oh.
And then finally my parents got wise and bought 10 of those Matchbox cars, put them in a closet that I didn't know about. And when I lost my Snoopy, they'd pry the little Snoopy off and go, "Found him."
Oh.
And then ended the, you know, emotional roller coaster that I was on.
Those things are probably worth a grip too, man, out there.
Well, I would break them off.
Look what my neighbor gave us right there.
All those Legos?
Yeah, all those Legos.
Killer, dude.
If you ever go to like Lego Finder?
No.
Okay. Well, there's a Lego culture out there, and people.
I wouldn't put it past you to be a master builder.
Because of the blank stare.
Well, I know you're a masturbator.
Never been caught.
VR masturbator.
Oh, that reminds me. We don't have time today, but I got to show you the new.
I got to show you this VR porn.
I got a golf club attachment for my
VR
controllers.
Golf?
So when I play the golf game and it weighs the same as a club, dude, you can actually.
Do you think you could now play real golf?
I do play golf. So like. That,
did you ever take any lessons or no?
No, but I grew up around it. My dad was a
corporate
golfer. Guy. He was a decent golfer. Yeah, like he played golf because of his job. He was an executive at a petrochemical company, and he would travel. And
he rattled that off very nice. He was an executive at a petrochemical company,
and he would always bring his clubs wherever he went. You know?
Like,
and then as I got older, I started golfing with him. He'd take me, but also like I think sixth grade, I started caddying. So
great.
I was just around golf. You know, I didn't ever take a lesson. I probably should have.
Yeah.
Probably could have been better at it. I'm okay.
Crazy summer you played Terminator in the Terminator stunt show.
I have a good drive. I tend to like when I overpower, I get put too much slice on it. But that's me. I hit a pregnant lady once at a driving range. It went, I was like, we're screwing around. High
what?
School. We're screwing around.
What's a pregnant lady doing at a driving range?
Well, she was actually in the putt-putt. But like we
got
were
it.
Joking around seeing if we could get it over the net.
Uh-huh.
And I did it. I was like, you know, you're with your high school buddies. You're like,
that's
hit
hard
that
to do.
Thing, hit this thing. Yeah, like I like fucking did it. It went up and over with a 9-iron, right? Over like just loft out the side, and then I see it hit the fucking thing. Dunk,
hole
dunk,
in one,
and then like hit the pregnant lady and fucking go run and hide. This is like Cincinnati, Ohio, like you know, 1989.
Could have been LeBron James's mother.
Sure, is he that young? No, he's like our age. No,
he's in the league now. He's not our age.
When was he born? 2000 something.
Definitely not your age.
90, 80?
No, I think he's 38.
Okay, so I'm not. This wasn't 38 years ago. I would have been 12 or something.
Yeah, but you were the size.
I still could have hit a pregnant lady with a golf ball.
Yeah, you were the son of an executive at a petrochemical agency.
I can't can't remember like the name of the place that the golf, the putting, the driving range place, but it was right next to Gary Burbank's steakhouse or rib house.
I wrote a sitcom about a putt-putt place and the schmuck who runs the putt-putt place called Putts.
Putts.
Because he's a Putts.
Yeah. That's
he's
weird.
He's a Putts who runs a putt-putt place.
One of my high school friend's dads called me Putts. I hated that shit. Fred McMillan.
McMillan? That's Fred an McMillan. Actor.
You know, he was a horrible... No, he was a sales guy. He was like, a, you know, executive guy, you know. And,
at a petrochemical you know, plant.
Probably something like that. But I remember he just like fucking, hey, how's it going,
Putts? I'm thinking of Fred McMurray maybe was like
he just always
actor.
Called me Putts.
Like, I think he probably called everybody Putts. Or was
he'd
it just you?
Come in smelling like booze. He just picked on me, you know, like right. There'd be like
poke
eight,
the bear.
All the guys, but hey.
Did you ever get back at him? Did you ever get
oh,
your revenge?
I just laughed at his jokes because I was afraid of him.
Sure.
You know, he was a fucking scary dad. Yeah, one of those yeah. scary dads. That, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, he was hilarious, but he was also mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of those guys. So, and he had like a grip handshake and all that shit. What's up? I'm okay?
No, I'm just itching my beard.
Yeah.
I'm not people who shake your hand aggressively and try to like have like a pissing contest with a handshake. It's a lot.
Well, there's that, but there's that like woodsy woodsman kind of oaken grip, you know, my name's Thor Oakengrip.
How many licks does it get to the set? How many licks does it take
three
to get to the center of a
three.
Tootsie Pop?
It only takes three.
Dude, you're aggressively getting after that fucking Tootsie Pop. If it's only three.
True, there's the commercial.
One. A two.
Two.
A three. Three licks.
Yes. Oh, in the style of Schoolhouse Rock animation. Don't break it.
I'm not sure what
part
this
of your
part.
Collection.
There was a hook
yeah.
and it hooks to your backpack.
Yeah, I think we could replace that.
No, I don't want it. This is much better. I'm so psyched to own this. He's going to be put in such a place of prominence with other great Peanuts memorabilia. This is great. Thank you so
much. You know,
it'd be
kind of cool if you just took him on auditions with you and like did like, remember that person that did that? Like, at the end of the movie, they had like the bear, that little teddy bear that was like in front of the Eiffel Tower, in front of the.
The end card?
Yeah.
Right.
What movie was that? You know, it's been probably done more than once.
I don't remember, but the stuffed bear would go to different places.
Yeah, like they show.
And it was obviously somebody's production company, right?
Right. Like they would show at the end of the movie that like there's a teddy bear or something.
But it's like at the end of The Simpsons, for example, the gal who shushes the movie theater. Shh. Yeah. So that, but yeah. It was a teddy bear at the friggin' Eiffel Tower.
Or different places all right. around the world. Like, yeah, there's like a tourist kind of deal.
Well, there's Flat Stanley. Did you ever have to do Flat Stanley at any point in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I never had to do it as a student, mm-hmm. but I got sent Flat Stanleys and my family was like, can you take a picture of Flat Stanley?
Oh, no, I
doing cool
did
shit.
Shit, dude. I moved around too much to get a Flat Stanley.
That sounds like you ever get a Flat Stanley, have a couple too many beers, give yourself a Flat Stanley. You sit on your own balls. You sit on your dick.
That means you're also over 45.
God damn it, I gave myself a Flat Stanley. I sat on my dick.
I tell you what, I do remember the very first time
I sat on my own dick and gave myself a Flat Stanley. God damn it.
Dude, the very first time I went to a stand-up comedy show is a college-age guy.
You were.
I was. It was like, right. Yeah. It was in Miami, Ohio. Oxford,
sure.
Oxford, Ohio.
Miami, University of Miami.
Of Ohio.
Yeah.
It's kind of actually a decent school, I think. That's where 97X from Rain Man. 97X.
I once did stand-up comedy at the University of Miami of Ohio in Pennsylvania inside the Delaware room, and I'm not making that up. It was very confusing. I was like, all 13 colonies?
Anyways, I zipped the tip of my penis up in my shorts when I was peeing.
Oh, you Flat Stanley'd yourself?
Dude, it was like, and I was drunk when I did it too, right? Ew. But you know how like you don't feel shit when you're drunk?
You felt that.
Oh, I did. That was the most excruciating thing ever.
No zipper.
No, I don't wear zippers anymore.
You Flat Stanley.
I'll pull
yourself.
The waistband down. Even if I have a zipper, I'm gonna pull the waistband down.
Oh man, I gave myself a zipper teeth Stanley.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flat Stanley.
Principal
and
New Guinea.
me go.